How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Get 15% off a set of Brake Mess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the news on Joy 99.7 FM in Accra. This bulletin is also live on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi. Affiliates across the country and around the world at myjoyonline.com. Coming up, Lands Minister indicates he'll welcome any bill against the purchase of state lands by public officials following allegations that the current government is selling state lands to his cronies.
I will find it difficult to subscribe to an arrangement where public official is acquiring public property. The intricacies of it will have to be dealt with in Parliament if such a bill ever were to be presented to Parliament.
Mepe residents left in state of fear and uncertainty following reports of an imminent spillage of their Kosombo Dam.
Heard another sad news that there's going to be a possible control spillage. But up to now, we have not met with the interministerial committee.
We'll bring you details as they call on government to put in place measures to protect them against the impact of the spillage. Also coming up, CDD Ghana awards Multimedia Group Limited a grant to spark the conversation on media freedom as activities for the 2024 general elections intensify.
We'll continue to hold these mics wherever we go and ask the difficult questions. We hope we go out there and come back home to our families safely every day. And so when we have support to amplify this voice, that protects ourselves. It's only fair that we can say, yes, we commit.
My name is Daryl Kwal. Thanks for being with us. Later in the bulletin, warnings mount that criminals are seeking to exploit mass IT outage. First of all, the Minister for Lands and Natural Resources, Samuel Abujinapo, has indicated that he will welcome any bill against the sale and purchase of state lands by public officials. This follows allegations that the current government is selling state lands to his cronies, triggering a decision by a Member of Parliament for North Town, Samuel Okudetua-Blackwa, to lay a bill in Parliament against the purchase of state lands by government officials. Speaking on News File, Samuel Jinapo agreed the bill, if introduced, will help address the issue.
I will find it difficult to subscribe to an arrangement where a public official is acquiring public property. But as I said, I think the principle, fundamental principle, is a principle of conflict of interest. And the nuances will be broader than we probably can exhaust through this conversation. The general principle, in general terms, that public officials should not acquire public property. That one is something that I will not call out. I will not have a difficulty with at all. Because public service is exactly what it should be, public service. You come into public, like you said. If you want to make money and acquire property, you go into private sector and make money and then acquire as many properties as you wish. And that nobody will have a problem with. Okay. I don't have any difficulty with that kind of arrangement. But I'm saying the intricacies of it will have to be dealt with in Parliament if such a bill ever were to be presented to Parliament.
The lands minister also accused some public institutions of treating and selling lands as their own properties.
You see, you have a situation where, for example, public institutions generally, and then if you want public universities in particular, construe public lands which have been granted to them as lands which belongs to those institutions, or they deal in them and they leverage them on third parties in the way that pleases them. And so I don't want to mention the name of any institution, but you have institution A, who has been given, say, public lands of 50 acres to be used to attain the purposes for which the institution is established. The institution then goes, for example, into a public-private partnership arrangement with a private sector third party and grants, say, 30 or 40 acres of the land to the private sector party without recourse to government, without recourse to the land commission, without recourse to the ministry. The question then arises that those lands, do they constitute public lands or not? And show that institution the consent of government before they are able to go into this kind of arrangement. All of these matters as a result. That is a whole area of abuse across the public sector.
That was Minister of Lands and Natural Resources Samuel Jinapor. Now, the chiefs and residents of Mepe in the Volta region say they live in a state of fear and uncertainty following reports of an imminent spillage of their Kosombo Dam. Almost a year after their homes and properties were destroyed by the dam spillage, they claim they've been neglected by the government. Dr. Kwesi Nego, the fourth of the Mepe traditional area, says their fears have been heightened by the fact that the Volta River Authority has not informed them of when they intend to carry out the exercise. Adobe Asari was there and has this report read to you.
In September 2023, the Volta River Authority, in a bid to protect the Kosombo Dam, spilled excess water accumulated in the dam. The spillage caused a major havoc to settlements around the dam, especially Mepe, which is yet to be resettled by government.
This year, we have heard another sad news that there's going to be a possible control spillage. We heard that interministerial committee was set up, and we have been in expectation that the interministerial committee will come to us as affected people and listen to some of our challenges. But up to now, we have not met with the interministerial committee.
Despite the challenges facing them, the people of Mepe will still hold their annual Afenoto Festival, which aims at bringing people from all walks of life together to help develop the town again. Chairman of the Mepe Development Association, Kojo Mawulenu Fabian, explains why the people will go ahead with the festival.
We should be asking ourselves, how should we be celebrating festival when our people are under tent? But it is the case that we have to celebrate it, but do so in remembrance of last year's flood disaster.
That was Adobe Asare's report read to you. NDC flag bearer John Mahama has assured owner of GN Bank, Dr. Pakwesi Ndum, that his workers that he'll give them a sympathetic hearing on the revocation of the license of his bank if he's elected president. After receiving a petition from Dr. Ndum, Mr. Mahama said the collapse of GN Bank and others was a knee-jerk reaction. He said he will advocate an independent review of the processes and restore the license if there are justifiable reasons to do so. We hear from John Mahama shortly, but first, Dr. Pakwesi Ndum making an appeal for the former president to intervene.
But I've worked in this country for 40 years. You know, I go and I come back, I go and I come back. And what I like is the impact on the individuals, the people that we've hired. In December this year, Coconut Grove in Elmina will be 30 years. A number of other businesses have grown. and with employees that have built houses, that have done all manner of things. That is what is satisfying as an individual. So I don't want to make my petition a long matter. We've summarized it for you there. We'll be happy at any point to sit down with yourself, whoever you may appoint, to explain things in further detail and let them understand where we are, because we believe that we can be part of an economic recovery, and particularly in the financial sector in this country.
And that was Dr. Indum, founder of the Collapse the GM Bank. We can now hear from John Mahama, who says he will ensure an independent review of the processes and restore the license of GM Bank if there are justifiable reasons to do so.
I believe that the action of this government was a knee-jerk reaction to a situation that should have been faced with reasonableness, level head, and a calm disposition. And so you have a lot of empathy on this side. And so I believe government should have handled it differently. If we had continued in government, this would not have happened. I mean, we must look at the social impact to throwing out about 10,000 banking sector professionals. Some of them are bakers today, others are Uber drivers and all that, after all the training and education they got. And so we are advocating an independent review of the processes that went into the banking sector clean out. And where we believe these were unjustifiable, look at the restoration of the licenses of these banks. The details are being worked out by our manifesto committee. He talked about an equity fund and all that. And so those are all things that we would look at. We'll be happy to look at the petition, but like I said, and if by the grace of the votes of the Ghanaian people and by the grace of God we do come into office, you can expect that you'll all get a sympathetic hearing, you know, in trying to unravel, you know, what has unfortunately happened.
NDC flag bearer John Mahama. Now, in just 2 years, Ghana's press freedom ranking has dropped from 30th to 62nd in the World Press Freedom Index. Also, despite the severe impact of climate change on the country and sub-Saharan Africa at large, media reportage on the development is still lacking. To help change the narrative, the Ghana Center for Democratic Development, CDD Ghana, has launched the Defending Media Freedom and Strengthening Climate Reporting Project. The multimedia group and other media houses have been awarded grants to defend media freedom and promote climate reportage. Here's more in this report.
Media freedom in Ghana has come under scrutiny recently, with many journalists facing attacks, particularly during election period. In response, the Ghana Center for Democratic Development, in partnership with the Danish Embassy, has initiated the SDG 13 and 16 project to promote media freedom and climate reporting. The Multimedia Group Limited received a grant to spark the conversation on media freedom as activities for 2024 general elections intensify. Kweku Owusu-Pipra, representing the Multimedia Group, emphasized the need to create a safe environment for journalists.
Silence is not the signature of journalism. Silence is not journalism. And so we continue to scream. We continue to whisper. I will continue to hold these mics wherever we go and ask the difficult questions. We hope we go out there and come back home to our families safely every day. And so when we have support to amplify this voice that protects ourselves, it's only fair that we can say, yes, we commit. This is our beat. The media doesn't like talking about ourselves, but this matter, we will talk it. And we'll echo it to the ends of the earth. So the politicians get to know that they cannot abuse us and go scot-free. And that the more they do, the more we will shout.
Coordinator in charge of strategic partnerships and projects at the Multimedia Group's Joy Brands, Emefa Atiamoa Eli, explained that the multimedia team's project focuses on two major activities: defend media freedom stakeholder dialogues and social media campaigns. The group will also train journalists on safety in the line of their work.
With the help of these projects and supported by CDD, we at the Multimedia Group are going to organize two major dialogues, one for the southern sector and the other for the northern sector. The idea is to bring together stakeholders in the media. This will include media owners, journalists, regulators, civil society, political parties, you know. So they'll be able to discuss what it requires or what is needed to be able to provide a safe environment for the journalists to operate. So as part of the activities we are rolling out is also to train the journalists. The idea is that we do not want to assume that we all know. And so we want to take the lead by teaching them or pretending they don't know. We want to use this opportunity to remind them that as you are out there doing your job, you have a responsibility. You must sift through the information which is coming to you, because then it's about people. At least on our platform, which is the multimedia group, we are training not less than 275 journalists across the country.
You are listening to the news on Joy 99.7 FM. A group of Ghanaian, South African and Ukrainian civil society organizations is calling on the AU and African states to, among others, initiate UN reform that reduces the power of the veto right. They argue that Ukraine's experience showed that whilst 141 states condemned the Russian invasion of Ukraine, Russia could block any UN action to defend Ukraine by using its veto at the United Nations Security Council. They say changing the veto power distribution would help ensure global peace if any veto-holding country starts military aggression against another state. Listen to founding director of a Ukraine think tank, Democratic Initiatives Foundation, Professor Oleksiy Haran.
What I would suggest, we need to pressure Putin on different front lines, military, economic, diplomatic, and unfortunately understands only the logic of force. This is very unfortunate. So we need to fight to have resources to fight, and that's why we need international solidarity. Put you in our shoes. If your country is attacked, if the former colonial empire, which is Russia, is saying, you do not exist, you are part of us, give us our land, we deport your children, how would you react? Would you consent to this former colonial empire? Or you will fight?
Well, head of Peace Building Interventions Program at the Institute for Justice and Reconciliation, Professor Tim Moriti, says Africa has a role to play in bringing long-lasting peace to Ukraine.
It is a manifestation of African agency, and African voices are now clearly visible at the international stage. And to some extent, I would say, the African peace mission is also functioning as a conscience of the world, underscoring the urgency of pursuing a peaceful resolution going forward. But to begin to go.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Africa has an important role to play to uphold the charters of the United Nations, ensuring the maintenance application of international law, international humanitarian law, international criminal justice. Refusing of South Africa's intervention in Gaza, Africa remains committed to these diplomatic solutions.
That was Head of Peace Building Interventions Program at the Institute for Justice and Reconciliation, Professor Tim Murthy there. And before we go, a massive tech failure that caused travel chaos around the world on Friday is continuing to cause some disruption. Experts are now also warning of a possible further risk as criminals seek to exploit the IT issues. Now, the boss of CrowdStrike, the cybersecurity firm responsible for the worldwide IT outages, has apologized and also warned against bad actors. Whilst the software bug has been fixed, experts say the manual reboot of each affected Microsoft computer will take a huge amount of work. Thousands of flights were cancelled and banking, healthcare and payment systems were also affected. Although airports are largely reporting that the IT issue has been solved, the knock-on effect means thousands of travellers are still trying to make their way home or attempting to go on holiday. And that's the news here on Joy 99.7 FM. There's more news on our website, myjoyonline.com. Coming up next is Sports Link with Nathaniel Ato. Don't go anywhere.
Joy 99.7 FM.
This is what the Olympics is all about.